The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jake Vaughn with you guys here on Overtime. Again, we are going to be getting to get a grip a little bit later in the show tonight, probably somewhere around 10 o'clock. But Cavs made the draft pick of Malik Thomas, a guard out of Arkansas. A lot of things to talk about, not only with the Cavs in the draft right now, but also the Cavs in their offseason moves. And to help us out, we head out to the Wisehart Right We Make It Right Call, Kyle Wright Hotline. Find all his work over on Bleacher Report. Our good friend Greg Swartz joining us now. Greg, what's going on?
Hey, the Cavs finally made a pick. We can all rejoice after two nights of watching.
that's no joke. I would say at this point, I've probably had on almost five and a half hours worth of the draft, and I have one pick to show for it. And oh, Greg, it's Malik Thomas. It's a 6'3" barefoot guard that clearly Kobe Altman liked for a while now, but obviously, I don't think this is being taken very positively on social media either. What is the more in-depth sort of reaction to Malik Thomas being the pick for them?
Yeah, I think if you looked at a position that the Cavs definitely did not need, it was like a 6'4", 6'5" wing, and that's exactly what they got. But I think it's important in the second round, if you're drafting this area, you're getting the best player available. And this isn't a guy that's going to come in and fill a role immediately. That's very rare that these things happen, especially if you're a team that just went to the conference finals. So I think what the Cavs did is they looked at the board. They realized that if we move back, okay, we're going to save a little bit of money. It saves them $2.9 million in what they would have had to pay a first-round pick versus what they have to pay a second-round pick, Malik Thomas, right here. So that gets them a little closer to that second apron going underneath that, which I think was important. They got the extra second-round pick from Sacramento after, you know, trading away all of their previous second-round picks there. And they get a guy that a lot of draft experts had as a late first-round pick. I think a lot of people were surprised that he fell to the second round. So I get that fans are going to look at that and be like, "What? We don't need another 6'4" guard. Like, that's not what we need." Think of this as best player available. You got the future asset, you save money, and this is a guy that, you know, could be used as trade bait down the line too. So I think overall it was a solid pick by Cleveland.
I mean, what is sort of, as you look at it right now, I mean, is there any sort of role that Malik Thomas could play to the Cavs next year, or you think that's probably going a step too far?
I mean, it would just depend. You know what I mean? Like if Donovan is misses a week with an injury or something and they need somebody to step in and fill a role. This is a guy that, you know, he didn't start the whole year, but over his last 19 games at Arkansas, when he's sharing that backcourt with Darius Acuff, shot 45% from three over his last 19 games when he became a full-time member of the starting lineup. I know for Bleacher Report, we have his pro comp as a Jordan Clarkson. I don't think he's quite that creative offensively, but I also think he's better defensively than a Clarkson. A lot of these draft experts are saying he could be a 3-and-D guy. Jonathan Wasserman, who's our draft expert, he gave the pick an A+, just based on the value, the part they were picking at. Like I said, if everybody's healthy, if Max Strus is healthy, if James Harden's healthy and Donovan Mitchell and all these guys are healthy, he's not going to play. But I think he's a guy that could really perform well in the G League. And like I said, if you have injuries, a couple of guys out, he's a guy that could step in and kind of play that 3-and-D role for you.
I want to ask you about a guy who's also, I mean, suffering a little bit of the draft fall right now. And a lot of Cavs fans bring him up on social media as somebody they would have rather had. Henry Vassar, the UNC 7-footer. Why do you think it is that he's falling? And would you have liked him better than Malik Thomas for the Cavs?
I mean, like, position-wise, that fits better, right? We don't know if Thomas Bryant's coming back. We don't know if Larry Nance Jr. is coming back. Obviously, we need probably a reliable backup center. But like I said, at this point, if you're in the second round and you're a good team, you're not expecting anybody here to play a role for you next year. If they do, that's great. Like, that's wonderful. But the reality is that good teams usually don't get that kind of production from second round picks. So obviously, you know, we don't know all the medical stuff. We don't know if there's other issues involved, but obviously there's a lot of teams that have passed on him. Would he have been a good fit with his size, his shooting, all this stuff? Yeah, but Cavs won best player available, and I think that was a smart thing to do.
We spent a little bit of last night's show, obviously, after the trade down, talking about the acquisition of second-round picks. You mentioned, obviously, Kobe and the Cavs out of them leading into this draft, and they pick up an extra one. We tried to break it down, but just how important is that, especially for a second apron team trying to get under it with guys like Dennis Schroeder in a massive contract for what the players were sitting on the roster right now?
Yeah, so obviously the second apron is not where you want to be. The only penalty that they've faced so far besides trade restrictions is they have a future draft pick that's frozen, a future first round pick that's frozen. If you spend three of the next 4 years out of the second apron, that pick is unfrozen. Now you can trade it again. Now you have that flexibility back. So even like little moves like that, okay, we're going to trade the 29th pick for the 34th pick. Malik Thomas is a guy that I think if the Cavs were taken at third or at 29, everyone would have been like, oh yeah, across the league. But yeah, that's good value. So by doing that, you save $2.9 million. As the roster is right now, you're about $42 million under the second apron. Now that's before a new James Harden contract. And that's important because he's got the player option. That's probably going to take up 30 some million of that 40 some million. And then they've also got to fill out the rest of that roster. So they're in good shape now, I would say, to finish under the second apron, which is where you want to be to regain that flexibility. And obviously just little moves like this can help with that.
And again, Greg Swartz of Bleacher Report with us here on the hotline. Hey, Greg, James Harden hopped on a podcast, I think it was over the weekend, Earn Your Leisure, and he was talking about having previously sacrificed, he's not going to do that again. When it came to money, swagger on the floor, he knows how great of a player he is. Is the expectation right now for you that James Harden's still taking a pay cut?
That seems to be the general consensus. I'm of the belief that when the trade was made, there was an agreement in place. Whether that was that the Cavs were going to give him or were not going to buy out his player option because he's owed 42, they can buy it out for 13. That doesn't make much sense that you would give up, your 25-year-old two-time All-Star point guard just for a buyout situation. So I think it's going to be a contract in some form. It looks like it's going to be in the 2-year, 60-some million-dollar range. I expect that to get done, fairly quickly because then that opens up or that helps get the Cavs, that number that they know what they're at to get under the second apron. If it were me personally, I would still be looking for any sort of trade opportunity for James Harden. I'm not a Harden fan at all. I would love for him to just pick up that $42 million player option so it'd be easier for me to trade him and get rid of him because he's going to turn 37 in a couple months, and we saw what he looked like in the playoffs. Not a single 20-point game in that sweep of the Knicks. So if it was me, I'd be looking to move on for him. from him, but obviously it looks like it's going to be a new 2-year, $60-some million deal that's going to get that number down, you know, maybe $12 million or so compared to what the player option would be for this upcoming season.
Greg, I wanted to ask you, obviously, I mean, Kobe Altman's a guy who brought Donovan Mitchell here. He's built this entire thing up, and I think bringing Donovan here had bought him a lot of time. But as we stand right now, what is kind of the temperature on Kobe's seat in your eye? I mean, is he entirely safe, or are things starting to heat up, especially as we head into a year where you talk about a 37-year-old James Harden, Donovan's getting older, and the Cavs still don't have...
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Have a lot to show for it.
Yeah, I think just making it to the Eastern Conference Finals just kind of guaranteed that everybody was safe. I think if they would have lost in the second round, then anything would have been on the table. I think Kenny's job would have been safe. I don't think Kobe's job would have been safe. But the fact that, you know, it was an ugly road to get to the Conference Finals with 2 7-game series, especially having to take Toronto to 7 games. But yeah, I think everybody's certainly safe for one more year, but they have to keep showing growth. And that means, you know, if you make it to the conference finals next year and you lose in 6 games or you lose in 7 games, okay, that's growth. Like, you just got swept. The thing is, the East is going to be better next year because Giannis is on the Heat now. That's going to be a pretty good team. Even if they're not the deepest team, that's going to be a pretty good team. The Indiana Pacers are going to be back at full strength. Wow, that's a really good team. That's what we saw 2 years ago. Boston, we're going to see what happens with Jaylen Brown, but they're going to have a healthy Jason Tatum. Obviously, Detroit was a team that finished with the most wins in the Eastern Conference last year, and Cleveland's going to be right up there as well. And then you've got teams like Orlando and Toronto and some of these middle teams that can make a jump too. So I think you still have to show growth, if that's making it to the finals, if it's having a more competitive conference finals, because if you take a step back and you're one of, if not the most expensive team in the NBA, Dan Gilbert's not going to be happy with that. And we know that. They showed enough growth now that everybody's safe, but certainly, if they take a step back, I think everybody's going to be in trouble.
You brought up Jaylen Brown. Obviously, a lot of things swirling, especially the idea that Boston could be very interested in the idea of an Evan Mobley for Jaylen Brown swap. Would that be something that interests you?
No, that is a hard no for me. And I like that we like the idea of Jaylen Brown. Okay, he's a 6'6" wing. He's you know, in that range of what we need. I get that. He's a Finals MVP. He had a fantastic season last year. I'm not giving up Evan Mobley. I've gone on record saying I would not have traded Evan Mobley for Giannis. And that was the one player that I had to have a real hard, like, inner conversation. Like, oh, should I do that? That makes a lot of sense. Like, it pushes closer to title. No, I'm not doing that. I can't look at Evan Mobley in a Boston Celtics uniform for the next 5 years as he enters his prime, arguably becomes a top 10 player in the NBA, and say, wow, I can't believe we let that get away. We gave them exactly what they needed. They needed a post presence. They needed a big time defender. They needed a guy that can grow alongside Jason Tatum. Like, that's giving Boston exactly what they need. I don't want to sign up for that. Jaylen Brown is a great player, and I don't want to take that away from him. He makes a lot of money. I don't know how he'd do in a co-star role with Donovan Mitchell if both of them want to be the alpha, because I think obviously Jaylen Brown probably wants to be the alpha now that he knows that he can be. No, I get the fascination in that. I'm not giving up Evan Mobley for anybody. Cavs still don't have control of their first-round pick for the next 3 years. We don't know what Donovan Mitchell's future looks like. James Harden's going to be 37 years old. Like, there's so many uncertainties with the Cavs moving forward. I want my 25-year-old all-star big man who's under contract for the next 5 years at a reasonable number. I need him as my safety net, especially when I don't have control of my first-round pick for the next 3 years.
And again, Greg Swartz with us. I think Boston would absolutely say no, but would it interest you any more if the deal on the table would be Donovan for Jaylen Brown?
Oh. I don't know. I think Boston would say yes. Actually, I think they would, because Boston is operating now from a place where they don't have a lot of leverage, because the entire NBA knows now that Jaylen Brown has been shopped, not once, but twice, for Kevin Durant a few years ago, and now for Giannis. And if you know Jaylen Brown, he's a very prideful player. This is not going to end well. I would say there's a 99% chance he gets traded. And they're not going to trade him for draft picks and young talent that, you know, could one day blossom. No, this is the Celtics team is trying to win a championship right now. They want to trade star for star. That was the only reason he was in the rumors was, you know, Jaylen Brown, we're going to offer him up if we can get Giannis. Okay. If they could trade him for another proven all-star like a Donovan Mitchell, I think that's the best offer they get. If you look around the league, who is better than Jaylen Brown that they could trade Jaylen Brown for? There's just, those guys just aren't available. So I think actually Boston would probably say yes to that. And if you're the Cavs, you say, okay, well, we got 3 years guaranteed of Jaylen Brown. We don't have to worry about him. You know, the Donovan Mitchell, if he tries to go into free agency and after next year and tries to get that 5-year, $380 million contract, that terrifies me. There's certainly an argument for that. I think there's a conversation to be had because of the contract structure, but I think the Celtics are actually the team that probably says yes to that before the Cavs.
Would that get the Cavs closer to a championship than sticking with Donovan in your eyes?
I think it's very close, because if you look at age of the player, very similar. Contract, what they're paid, very similar. The difference is Jaylen has done it in the playoffs on the biggest stage, and Donovan has never been in the NBA Finals. We don't know if he could get it done on the biggest stage. Personality-wise, we know Donovan loves the city, and we know he fits. And the fans, I don't think, have given him the love that he deserves, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's because, you know, he wasn't drafted here. I don't know. Jaylen's a tricky personality. And if he would come in and he would embrace the city and he would have this huge chip on his shoulder and he'd want to, you know, just beat the heck out of the Celtics and all these other teams, I'd be intrigued by that. I don't think it gets you any further away from a title, but I don't think it dramatically moves the needle as much as you would want it to.
All right, let's move back into the world of what's probably closer to reality, because I don't know that the Cavs are moving Donovan Mitchell, but if they're going to realistically get better and closer to a title this year, it feels like, as you mentioned earlier, the East is improving. There probably is some sort of, I mean, at least semi-big move that has to be made. What do the Cavs have to do this offseason to get closer to a championship?
Yeah, I think Jared Allen's probably the guy that's most likely to get moved, because as much as I want them to trade James Harden, and you could use that contract as a big money matcher and kind of upgrade that position and get younger, and I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to be back on a 2-year deal, and assuming you're keeping Donovan and assuming you're keeping Evan, Jarrett's probably the next guy that has the most value in a trade. I don't want to trade Jalen Tyson unless I absolutely have to. I think he's a big part of this team's future, but you need to get better defensively. You don't have any like point of attack defenders. Like you go into the playoffs again with James Harden and Donovan Mitchell, who's guarding the elite point guard? You have nobody. And we saw what Jalen Brunson did against us, especially at the end of game one in the conference finals. So I think it's finding more size on the wing. I think that's important. Do you trade a Jared Allen, find a cheaper option at center, knowing that you're going to get Evan Mobley to play a lot of that five? Okay, we can live with that. Do you trade Jared for like, you know, the popular trade is like a Herb Jones and Yves Mesi from New Orleans, you know, hypothetically. Like, okay, we get a younger center that does, you know, 70% of what Jared Allen does, and we get a big defensive wing. I think that's probably a more realistic move than, you know, going after a superstar. And certainly you need more positional size when you're talking about the small forward position.
All right, Greg, you gave us a ton of things to think on. Really good stuff. I appreciate you setting aside the time, especially with the busyness of the NBA draft. But we appreciate you, and we look forward to talking to you down the line during the offseason.
All right, thanks for having me up.
Yep, absolutely. Greg Swartz, Bleacher Report, with us there on the Wise Heart Right. We Make It Right call, Kyle Wright hotline. We're going to react to what he had to say. Feels like maybe Boston is the team that says yes to a Donovan-Jalen Brown swap, according to Greg. We're going to talk about that as well. Some other things Greg had to say coming up here in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.